Christmas is not a holiday in Muslim Afghanistan. During the 5-year reign of the Taliban, even a hint of Christmas cheer brought swift retribution from the regime's morals police. This year, much to the surprise of diplomats, soldiers, and journalists, a familiar symbol of Christmas has been popping up all over Kabul. NPR's Jackie Leiden reports.
Those of us far from home this Christmas did think that Christmas in Kabul might be an oxymoron, something lacking a bit in festivity and cheer. So imagine the delight at finding that Flower Street in central Kabul has become the street of Christmas trees. There are fat ones, skinny ones, small ones, tall ones, even a few Charlie Brown lopsided ones, offered by the florists, all decorated with tinfoil garlands, pink pom-pom balls, and real Christmas lights. And the merchants are as ecstatic as the customers.
My name is Mamad Hussain, and the name of my shop is, you know, Always Spring.
Could you please describe what this is for our listeners? Come over here, please.
It's a Christmas tree, and there are some ribbons and some flowers that I have used for decorating it.
Now, how did you know what a Christmas tree looks like?
I've seen them on catalogs, and I also was in Dubai for 2 years, and I'd seen them.
Did you have trees last year when the Taliban was here? I suppose not.
No, last year I didn't have any trees here.
What would the Taliban have thought of this?
They would have beaten us with sticks, and also they would say, what is this that you have put in here? And they were destroying the catalogs.
No Christmas catalogs. Now, there's a thought. It was hard to decide which tree to buy. They were selling for anywhere from $15 to $30. Maybe not New York prices, but a good business deal here. Should I buy the poor little wispy tree that no one would want, or the big, robust tree that said, hi, I'm the one that stands out like a Christmas tree in Kabul? Hedat Tola at the Narges shop, which means Narcissus, was the next stop. He had beautiful trees.
This is the tree that also has the lights and also the tin foils in it, and it's very nicely decorated.
What are you asking? What is the price for this tree?
The price is 700,000 afs.
Now, do you know what people do with these trees?
When they're celebrating their Christmas, they take it and put it in their houses.
Well, it's very, very beautiful. Would you like to give some Christmas wishes to the people of the United States?
I'm wishing them a happy Christmas, also a happy New Year.
I took the biggest and gaudiest one, of course, thinking about another merchant's comment. You see, now that there is peace in our country, we can celebrate anything with you in peace and happiness. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Kabul.